didn't feel last week, that's why I did.
If we approach Chanukah, so let's talk about Chanukah, we'll talk about the bracha that we recite on Chanukah for Hadlakas Neros, and a fascinating machlokas in Diktuk. Now, before you close your eyes and go to sleep, when we talk about Diktuk and Lashon HaKodesh, so this is actually a very interesting one, but we'll get to that later on. Let's begin. There are certainly different versions when it comes to the bracha of Ner Chanukah. Some Siddurim may have Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and others may have Lahadlik Ner Chanukah itself without Shel. So we need to discuss the difference between those two Neschos and the issues related to the bracha. So let's begin clearly. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, Mavarchan Asher Kedushan Masasav Tzivan Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Clear? What's there to discuss? Ner Shel Chanukah. That is the bracha. My mevarach again says the Gemara a few lines down. Mevarach Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Sivan Lahalak Ner Shel Chanukah to light the light of Chanukah candles, open and shut case. This is the Siddur also of Rav Amram Gon and the Sheiltos. They also have this word Shel. The Rif, the Rush there in Shabbos brings the same exact girsah, and all previous editions of the Rambam until the Frankel edition of the Rambam also have that. We'll discuss the Frankel edition at the end. They all have the Rambam saying Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos, and amongst the Ashkenazim, we mostly say Ner Shel Chanukah, including the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Brura. That is generally the minhag ascribed to Ashkenazim of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah. However, the Dikdukei Sofrim, the collection of the different Girsos on the Gemara, so he notes that if you look in the editions in the Vatican and other places, so the Gemara does not have the word shell in their girsa. It simply says Lahadik Ner Chanukah, to light the lights for Chanukah, without having the word shell. And the Yushalmi in Sukkah, in Perigimel Dalid, so the Yushalmi says, Ketzen Mevarchen al Ner Chanukah, Rav Amar Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, al Mitzvas Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Now certainly nobody does that. But we do see what in the Gemara, that the word shell is not there in the Gemara's girsa of what the bracha is supposed to be. The Siddur of Sajagon just says, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, without the word shell. And the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ayin Vav Aleph says, Hamadlik Beleil Rishon Mevarech Shalosh Brachos. And the first one is, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, against the girsa of the Gemara that we have. And this is the minhag of Sfardim, says Rav Avi Yosef in Yabi Omer Chel Gimel, Simen Lamed Hey, that the minhag of Sfardim is to say, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Even though, by Hadlakas Neros of Shabbos, we know the brach is Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch says Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, and here he writes Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So we'll have to explain the difference why by Shabbos one would say Lahadlik Ner Shel, and by Chanukah, one would not include the word shell. Those who follow Minhag HaGra note the Gra in the Maaser Rav and Reish Lamites, who says, like the Mechaber, to say Lahadlik Ner Shabbos, not shell. And against, also many Hasidim also say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah without shell, because the Arizal, the Shar Kavanos on Chanukah, removes the word shell from his girsa. So it doesn't line up perfectly, Ashkenazim Sfardim. It lines up not in a really exact order, but again, just to show that there are two different minhagim, those who follow the Gra, the Arizal, and Sfardim, and then the other side, Ashkenazim, dependent on two different girsos in the Gemara in Shabbos regarding whether the bracha is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah or Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. In fact, Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, and we'll discuss why this is interesting later on, Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, without shell as well. And this is the Minhag Chabad and other groups of the Hasidim, as we said before. So what happened? Why did the Shulchan Aruch, we have to discuss why the Shulchan Aruch went against the Gemara? Is it just a Girsa issue? And we also want to discuss right now is what is the difference between Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah and Lahadlik Ner Chanukah? What's exactly is going on here? So Rav Rafal Riki, who's in the Sefer Hon Ashir, which is a perush on the Gemara, he has in Bava Kamma, this is signed by the Sei Chemed. So he points out as follows, that he thinks that Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is problematic, because Shel Chanukah implies that there is Chanukah, and that one of the mitzvahs of the day is Ner, meaning Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. There's the holiday of Chanukah, And you should know that one of the things we do on Hanukkah is that we also have candles. He thinks that that's what the word shell, the of, the, to be mavlik the candle of Hanukkah, that seems to say that there are many mitzvahs of Hanukkah, and that one of them is the candle, and this is just part of the Seder Hayom of Hanukkah. And he says that is not true. In his feeling, there's really only one thing on Hanukkah. It's lighting candles. Hanukkah is about lighting candles. And therefore, it's more correct to say lahadlik ner Hanukkah, because ner Hanukkah, in his understanding of the language, implies that this is it. Ner Hanukkah, to the exclusion of anything else. So this is the main and the central mitzvah of Hanukkah, with nothing else going on. Excellent. Comes the Seichemet, the Mareches of Hanukkah, and he says, what are you talking about? There's a mitzvah of Lahalo, Lahodos, of Halo, there's Kriyas HaTorah regarding the Nisim and what they brought for the Chanukas HaMishkan, all different types of things. So says the Seichemet to Rav Rafal Riki, what are you talking about? What type of argument is that? Shell, Ner Hanukkah, without shell, it doesn't make a difference, and certainly it makes no sense to say that there's no other mitzvahs in Hanukkah, that the bracha should indicate that this is it, Ner Hanukkah, and nothing else. Okay? Now, the Pulas Tzadik in Chelek Beis Kufam Gimel, the Pulas Tzadik is one of the Gedolim of Teiman. So he writes that Shel Hanukkah can mean that it is Hanukkah with the Hey Hayadia. Lahadik Ner Shel Hanukkah, his understanding of the Hebrew means that of the Hanukkah. This is the Ner of the Hanukkah. This is what Shel means in Hebrew, the specific candle of the Hanukkah. And he feels that if you say Shel Hanukkah, what that might imply is that there is something else that's the Hanukkah. What's the Hanukkah? The Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash. And therefore we don't say Shel Hanukkah because we don't want to imply that it's the candle referring to some other type of Hanukkah that may be more understood as the Hanukkah versus the Hanukkah of the holiday in which we light candles in commemoration of the events of the Beis HaMikdash and the oil. Another point is brought by the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai in Parshas Vayeshev has all his halachas on Hanukkah. And the Ben Ishchai writes there in Os Beis that the correct formula is to say Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah. And he says that this explains the Rosh Hashanah, this spells out the Rosh Hashanah Nachal. Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah is Rosh Hashanah Nachal. And Alpi Kabbalah, there's a significance to having Kavanah for this name or this idea, this concept of Nachal. It represents the idea of notes or chesed la'alafim and different ideas of sodos of Kabbalah. And therefore he says, therefore it should be the Hadlik Ner Hanukkah. And therefore the Mekubalim point out that if the bracha is a Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, that disturbs the Rosh Tevos and the Kavana that one is supposed to have during that bracha. So these are the arguments for, against, Shel being the bracha or not being the bracha. Why did the Mechaber ignore the big three, right? The Mechaber always follows the Rush, the Riff, and the Rambam. So what happened here that he ignores them? They all say Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, like our Gemara, and the Mechaber says no, Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah. So there's two Mahalchim here in the Achronim. Yeah. Nobody gives the idea that it's Alpi Kabbalah. I hear that definitely is a possible approach.
He was a big Kabbalist.
Certainly, no one is questioning the credentials of Rabbi Yosef Karo's Kabbalah. That's for sure. But nobody gives that approach that he went in the Mahalach of Kabbalah, because I wouldn't know of any other case where he ignores the Rush, Riff, and the Rambam to go in the approach of Kabbalah.
He doesn't necessarily go 12-3.
It would be 0-3 in this case. So let's look at two Mefarshim. First is the Pri Chadash in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. The Pri Chadash says, Kein hu ikar de nuscha. The brach of Lahal and Chanukah is the ikar nusach hamidugdekes, which is the proper diktuk of the Gemara. And the nusachos of the Shas, of the Rif, and the Rambam, and others, that is ein ikar, says the Pri Chadash. Simply, Rabbi Yosef Karo understood they had the wrong gears in the Gemara. He says, B'kav ha'gol, this is the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, but I think you have the wrong Gemara, and therefore it should not be l'havik ner shel Hanukkah, it should be l'havik ner Hanukkah. That's approach number one. The second approach is in the Adnei Paz, which is another commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Adnei Paz writes as follows. He says, l'havik ner Hanukkah, ner ali, tzarech lomar shel Hanukkah. He thinks there's a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch. Not that there's a mistake in the Gemara, there's a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch. It should be shel Hanukkah, v'chein hu b'gemara. This is what the Gemara, the Rush, and the Tur, and the Beis Yosef all say. The Beis Yosef, lo kasim midi aleihem. If Rav Yosef Karo disagreed with the girsa of the Rush, the Riff, and the Rambam, what should he have said in his magnum opus, the Beis Yosef, where he does this exact thing, discusses the Rush, the Riff, and the Rambam? He should have said, I think their girsa is incorrect. Because you know what? He's silent in the Beis Yosef. He says nothing about their girsa, and when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, he simply writes the Hagim of Hanukkah, ignoring those who shown him. So says the Azmei Paz, it must be that there's a mistake in the Girsos, and he says that the last line, Ki Yinei Magia HaBeis Yosef Bifnim Al HaTur VaHarash, he says he would have said something about the Tur and the Rush, and he says nothing, so it must be a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch, and not a mistake in the Gemara. So two approaches of what happened over here. Now, why would there be a difference between Hanukkah and Shabbos? Why in one place would Rabbi Yosef Karo say on Hanukkah the bracha is lahalik ner Hanukkah, but on Shabbos he would say the bracha is lahalik ner shel Hanukkah? So comes the Birkei Yosef, sorry, shel Shabbos, my apologies. So says the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, as follows. He says, lahalik ner Hanukkah, kein min hagenu v'chein hu nisach Rabbeinu HaRizatzal, avol bil Shabbos, nasach habrach lahalik ner shel Shabbos. V'hatam ki ner Chanukah asur lehishtamish la'ora. As you know, asur lehishtamisham. We can't get any benefit from the Chanukah lights. For the light itself, l'ze amar ner Chanukah lahoros ki haner enu kim lemitzvahs Chanukah. We want to say v'hadik ner Chanukah. This ner is for Chanukah and nothing else. But mashein ki ner shal Shabbos. Hakavana ner she'enu mishtamishim bo. This is the Ner Shel Shabbos, the Ner that is to be used on Shabbos for the sake of getting Hana and pleasure and using it to our benefit on Shabbos. And therefore, Shel implies a more expansive use of the item being discussed, and without Shel, just Lahalik Ner Chanukah implies a more narrow and specific, that this is the Ner only for the mitzvah of Chanukah, to the exclusion of everything else. We're going to return to this idea later on. Now, the word shell is very interesting. This has been our discussion for the last 12 minutes. This word shell, should it be in, should not be in. So I'm going to say something interesting that I did not realize until I came across this discussion between Rav Yaakov Emden and Rav Shlomo Zalman Henna in a second. And essentially, the word shell does not appear anywhere in Tanakh. It's a word that we use very often in modern Hebrew, and it comes up in the Siddur and in the Gemara. But the word shel, shin lamed, meaning belonging to of, does not exist in Lashon HaKodesh in Tanakh as a word on its own. You can search all the Ba'alans or Googles that you want. It's not going to come up. No such word exists. Now, for example, it says in Shir HaShirim, asher l'shlomo. What would have been the better way to say it? Shir HaShirim shel shlomo. But it doesn't say that. Shir HaShirim asher l'shlomo. This is one example of where it would have made sense to use the word shell, but since it was not a word that was available, it was not used in writing this sentence. And therefore, there's a question as to whether it is even proper to use shell in a bracha at all. What do I mean? We have here on our page the Sefer Shari Tfil of Rav Shlomo Zalman Henna. Who's Rav Shlomo Zalman Henna? So he is a great grammarian. So what's the story with him? So essentially what happens is as follows. When he was 21 years old, he published a sefer called the Binyan Shlomo. And there, he made a number of changes to the girsos of the davening, based on his understanding of diktuk and grammar of Lashon HaKodesh. What's the most famous change? The tseire in Kaddish, to say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, instead of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. That is his most dramatic change, and that's the change that the Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim pick up on. We'll see in a moment the Prima Gadim was a great fan of Rav Shlomo Zalman Henna, and for that reason, that brought him to more prominence than he was in his lifetime. So he publishes a Binyan Shlomo, and he makes all these changes, and there was such a backlash against the chutzpah to go and say that in his writings he was very forward, and he said that this person knows what they're talking about, and this person who lived 100 years before me didn't know what he was talking about, and he was very, very strong. And all the Rabbanim said, "What is wrong with you? What happened all of a sudden that you speak up against these gedolim who came before you in such a strident way?" So in the next edition, he had to publish a letter at the end saying that he was very sorry for hurting everybody's feelings. So this is Rav Shlomo Zalman Henna. Rav Yaakov Emden did not hold him very highly, and he wrote an entire sefer responding to every single point he made, called the Luach Eresh. So we're going to first read from the Shari Tzvila of Shlomo Zalman Henna, and then Rav Yaakov Emden's response. Let's begin. He says as follows, that Lahadlik Ner Shabbos. Kain Sarach Lomar. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman on the top of the next in the next line, in the next column. It should be Lahadlik Ner Shabbos. Perish Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Meaning to the, light the candle of Shabbos. Vein Sarach Lahazkir Mila Shel Kihimu Venus Nipeas Smicha Sa'inyan. It is clear from the basic grammar, this is the light the candle related to Shabbos. You don't have to say the word shal. Ki ein minhag lashon ha'ivri, it is not Hebrew, l'hishtamesh b'milas shal. If you look at Rosh Hashanah and Hannah's Siddur, he removes every mentioning of the word shal in the Siddur. He strikes it from the entire Siddur. And he says, this is one case where I would strike it from as well. U'benuscha shekasav l'hadik ner shal Shabbos tosu, it's a mistake. Now we're going to get back to that in a moment. That it's really, it should not be Shel Chanukah. It's one word, a prefix. Shel Chanukah. We'll explain this later on. And he says, we can discuss this in other places as well. Comes Rav Yaakov Emden. And he says, that is totally incorrect. And he says as follows. L'hadik ner shel Shabbos. Kainu nusach ha-gemar va-poskim. This is what it says in the Gemara and the poskim. Va-mistadek le-heishmit milas shel b'chada mil-sasarech. I'm going to go and take out the word shel. What are you talking about? Va-arvas mal-kaloshun chazal le-michsei lana la-arech. He says, this is the Lashon of Chazal. Chazal knew what they were talking about. They were not ignorant of Lashon HaKodesh. They were aware of what they were doing. Kasher ha-isicha pa'amim rabos shekol matbea brachos miyusa b'lashon chazal dafka. Brachos are based on the Lashon Chazal. You cannot go and change brachos because you think that Chazal did not know how to speak Hebrew. That is totally incorrect, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Magam kan detoy bisrase. He's mistaken in a number of areas. Ki mashe kasev ein minhag lashon ha'ivri l'shamish l'ashel lo yada minhag kasev b'shel asher yamal. He says, I'm going to bring you a number of examples where we have the word shel. B'shel asher ya'amol in Koheles. We have there as well, bishel. Shel is a word. It's used in combination with something else. In Sefer Yonah it says, Ve'yomru ish al reyehu, lechu, v'napila gorelos, v'neda b'shamei hara'a hazos lanu. To go and get this other individual. And again it says, ki yode ani ki vishali, says Yonah. I know it is because of me that this is what's going on. In Shir Hashirim and Paragimel it says, mitaso shel shlomo, Shel Shlomo, the bed of Shlomo, again, a shell. And then again it says in Aleph, it says, Karmi Sheli lo notarti, Sheli means of me, the same word shell. Karmi Sheli lefanai, it says again in Paraches. All these examples, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden, of shell in Tanakh. When we nusach shell Chanukah etuka, the nusach of Chanukah, it certainly fits. Tali Tanya b'dilo Tanya. Ibra Ibchahu, Shem Tov Mosif and Shel Nega Nusach HaTalmud, the mission of the Gemara of Aposkim, K'moshech Sov L'kam B'samach. Now, Rav Yaakov Emden is a little ironic here, because as we said before, Rav Yaakov Emden doesn't have Shel in his Bracha for Chanukah. That's just because he thinks there's a mistake in that Gemara. But that doesn't take away using the word Shel. So it comes out, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, even though he thinks that Rav Shlomo Zalman Hena is wrong regarding the principle, when it comes to our Bracha of Chanukah, he thinks it should not be there. Then he says again by Ner Chanukah in the next Os, Kain hu nusach balei ha-Talmud, va-mishne enu ela toa, sorry, va-mishane enu tell the one who changes it is mistaken, u-meisr safal enu manu b'divrei shekhar yishai. Fine, and he says, but this is the minhag that we have. He thinks that the Gemara is a mistaken girsa, if it's to say shell. But again, Rav Yaakov Emden comes out defending the word shell, that shell is a word, even though it does not appear standing alone in Tanakh. So says Rav Yaakov Emden. So now what are we supposed to do with the word shell? And is there a third option? Is there a middle option to place the word shell in a way that can be part of the bracha and make everyone happy? What happens here? Comes the tshuvas of the Maharshal in Simen Peh. In Simen Peh, the Maharshal is discussing all the minhagim and the halachos of Chanukah that he is aware of. And he tells us the following thing. He says, Nusach ha-bracha lahadlik ner shella Chanukah. That's the bracha according to the Maharshal. That shel becomes a prefix. Mila echas velo shel Chanukah shtei mila. It's not two words. Vatam kosu bifnim. And I'll explain the reason inside. And he says to go on to give all the brachos. What does it mean I'll explain the reason inside? What's the Maharshal's major work? The Yom Shel Shlomo. He says go look at the Yom Shel Shlomo on Shabbos. And there you'll see regarding the reason why it should be Shel Chanukah as one word and not Shel Chanukah in two. What's the problem? We don't have the Am Shoshalom on Shabbos. It never made it out of the printing house, and it doesn't exist. So we're a little bit stuck, so we don't know what the Marshal's reason is. But what we do have is the Shla, and the Shla's father. The Shla's father, Rav Avram Horowitz, was a Talmud of the Marshal. So maybe he can enlighten us to what happened. So if you look here in the Emek Bracha of Rav Avram Halevi Horowitz, in Siman Ayin Aleph, Kasur B'tshuvas Mori Maharshal Nusach HaBracha L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Mila Echas. It should be Shel Chanukah, V'lo Shel Chanukah. Shtei Milos, in two words. V'hatam Kasur B'fnim. And he said, I want you to go look inside. Adkan L'shono, Adkan the language of the Maharshal. Amar HaKosev, but says Rav Avram Horowitz, Kugon Da V'adai Tzarech Panim L'fnim V'lifnim. My time of Beis Milo, Shel Chanukah, Bedover Echa, Nemru. I really want to know why we're putting Shel and Chanukah together into one, says the Marshal, according to the Marshal. V'anachnu lo zakinu l'kanes l'fnai v'lifnim, but we can't look inside b'makom shehu mora alav, where he speaks about it. Hamora Tzedek, our great teacher. Dahanu yam shel shlomo shechiber hagon Marshal. The yam shel shlomo, the Marshal, Zal. Ki lo ba b'defus b'avon hador. Because the printing never came out of the printing house, and we don't have the Marshal on Shabbos. For Yochel Yos, Shechidei Segula Zochem Mikrospo. Maybe there was someone who will be Zochet to find this copy of the Marshal somewhere. Vani Hashafel Arisa Vahena, but I have not seen it. So we're left again. Why is the Marshal putting Shela Chanukah together into one word? Comes the son of Rav Avraham Halevi Horowitz, the Shla Kadosh, in Maseches Tamid and Perek Ner Tamid. And he says as follows. He says, Aval ani zakisi. I saw it though, says the Shla. I was able to see the manuscript of the Yom Shel Shlomo's Pirush on Shabbos. Einai ro hasefer agadol she Yom Shel Shlomo halacha hataka misifer agadol os baos. That was copied over. Lahadik ner shel la chanukah Pirush. Teva echas. Velo shel chanukah. Kabalti v'tam yofanira. The Bishlama, I understand why it should be Shel Chanukah. The Bishlama, Ner Shel Shabbos, I understand it should be Ner Shel Shabbos, Shu Ner Lutzorich Shalom Bayis L'Atzmo. It is a candle that is used for Shalom Bayis and yourself. Raksha Mitzvah Shabbos Alav, it happens to be the candle that is called Shabbos. It's not only for the Mitzvah of Shabbos, there's other benefits to the candle. So it's the Ner Shel Shabbos. V'nikra Shel Shabbos, Aval Hacha here. Haner eno kishar neros. This is not like other candles when it comes to Chanukah. Veino asui lahair atzmo. It is not to light from it, to get light from it. El pirsume nisa de Chanukah, for the mitzvah of Chanukah, to tell about the miracle. Mishum hachi mevarchina ner shela Chanukah. One word. Klomar sheino asui ela lechanukah v'lo luzlaso. Comes the Shla and says the same argument as the Birkei Yosef, just further. If Lahalik Ner Chanukah means that it's the Ner that's only for Chanukah, nothing else, then Lahalik Ner Shela Chanukah is a more intensive form of saying for Chanukah only and nothing else, says the Shla. And that's why the prefix of Shel gives it more power. When you attach it to the word Chanukah itself, and it becomes Shela Chanukah, one word, it more intensively shows that this is the Chanukah candle only for Pirsumei Nisa and nothing else at all. So says the Shla Kadosh. Now, comes the Aruch HaShulchan. Did I put the Aruch HaShulchan here? No, I didn't put the Aruch HaShulchan. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says that this is very nice, but this is against the Torah and the Rambam. And what is he talking about? But we can't simply change all the Girsos to come with a new Girsa that the Maharshal invented. However, if you look in the Franco Rambam, in the newest edition, and you go to where they cite the Halachos of Chanukah, so if you look at the Rambam, they write that you should make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu Tzavut Tzivanu, L'Hadlik Ner, Shel Chanukah. One word. In the Frankel edition, they change all the previous editions of the Rambam to say Shel Chanukah. Why? So they tell you, because they have a manuscript from Yemen, a Taimani manuscript, in which the Rambam wrote Shel Chanukah as one word and not Shel Chanukah. And therefore they change it inside. Now, where Frankel decides to change things inside based on manuscripts is unclear. Because when it comes to Shabbos, they didn't change it. But over here, they keep it Shel Chanukah. And they also note that all the manuscripts in Oxford and all the other places have it too, in two separate words of Shel and Chanukah. So I don't know exactly what the reasoning was, why this girsa alone was enough to change over all the other girsas.
In fact, you believe the same way Kabbalah will say, when I spoke to him, he would say that sometimes he went one way, sometimes the other way. He doesn't claim to follow the Yemenite all the time, frankly.
Yeah.
And if Kabbalah doesn't follow the Yemenite, certain fragments of the
vote. No, for sure. But
so they pick what they feel is.
They don't really explain it, though. In the back where they talk about the Shinin Nuskos.
Right.
Correct. They don't give they don't explain why in their logic
versus
this one. So it's Sarachian on the Frankel. They changed the gears to the Rambam to become one word, Shelah Chanukah, and therefore this certainly fits with the Marashal. The Marashal therefore has an unbeknownst to the Marashal, he has an earlier source to have Shelah Chanukah as one word. Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp in his Hilchos Chag B'Chag and Chanukah says that the Chazon Ish said Shelah Chanukah like the Marashal, so that's another person who's in that camp. And there is another bracha, by the way, where shel can become a prefix according to some girsos. What is that? Baruch shepatronim yamsha, shel zeh, or some siddurim say, shelah zeh. Some siddurim do have shelah zeh. So therefore, we see it's not alone just by Chanukah where shel can become a prefix. It can also, there by the bracha of the bar mitzvah, becoming me'ansha shelah zeh. Now, the Rav Tzvi Hillman was a Talmid Chacham who was also involved in learning history and things like that. He published in all the major Torah journals in Yeshurun, in the Kovetz Beis Aharon Yisrael. So in Yeshurun Lamed Ches and Yeshurun Chaf Hei and the Kovetz Beis Aharon Yisrael Lamed Ches, he has a lengthy article where he tries to show that Shel was always a prefix. That was the way it was supposed to be. That when it's Sheli, Shelah Chanukah, all these places we found in Tanakh where Shel comes at the beginning of a word, Shel was always a prefix. It was no different than Beis or Mem or Hey or any of those other things. It was a prefix, a two-worded prefix, Shel. And he thinks that at a certain time, in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, so Shel was removed as being a prefix and it became to stand alone by itself at a certain period, and that's why it became its own word. So he thinks in principle, Shlomo Zalman Hanau is correct that there is no word Shel. Correct, it's not in Tanakh, but at a certain point, the way Hebrew developed, it became separate from a prefix and became its own word on its own. And therefore, he says this is the history of where shel, the word shel, was invented in context with Chanukah. So everyone should follow the minhagim and they should say the bracha shel Chanukah, lahadat near Chanukah, whatever it is, and they should enjoy the Chanukah lights with their families.